Revolut launches ERR Euro stablecoin. Enters the coin business. Revolut has launched ERR, a euro-backed stablecoin, opening the token first to eligible customers in Denmark, Poland, and Portugal. The company announced the rollout on August 26, 2026, framing it as its entry into issuing stablecoins directly, rather than only listing coins made by others. Revolut said it plans to expand ERR to more currencies over time. The news came via CoinDesk's report of the launch. For a fintech that has spent years adding crypto trading, staking, and card products on top of a mainstream banking app, minting its own coin is a different kind of step. It puts Revolut on the issuer side of the ledger, alongside Circle and Tether, rather than simply next to them. A consumer bank moving to the issuer side. Most people who have used Revolut know it as a banking app, a debit card, currency exchange, and a place to hold a few coins. Issuing a stablecoin changes the company's role. An issuer takes in fiat, holds reserves, and mints a token that is supposed to redeem one for one. That means reserve management, redemption commitments, and regulatory obligations that a pure trading venue does not carry. Revolut holds banking and e-money licenses across Europe, which gives it a base to operate a regulated euro token under the region's rules. Launching in Denmark, Poland, and Portugal first, rather than across the whole block at once, reads as a controlled rollout. It lets the company test redemption flows, compliance and demand in a few markets before widening access. Customers in Portugal and Poland are among the first to see EURR appear in their accounts. Euro stablecoins have lagged the dollar. The stablecoin market is overwhelmingly denominated in dollars. USDC and USDT together account for the large majority of stablecoin supply, and euro-backed tokens have stayed a small slice by comparison. A eurocoin from a fintech with tens of millions of European users could change the distribution math, because Revolut can put EURR in front of customers who never sought out a crypto product in the first place. That distribution edge is the part worth watching. Circle's recent $5 billion USDC mint on Solana showed how fast dollar supply can scale when demand is there. A euro token has not had a comparable consumer on-ramp. Revolut's app is that on-ramp, and the company does not need to convince anyone to download something new. Europe's rulebook also matters here. MiCA sets specific reserve, disclosure, and authorization requirements for stablecoin issuers, and it has pushed some dollar tokens off certain EU venues while giving compliant euro tokens a clearer path. Germany has been expanding its roster of licensed crypto firms under the same framework. A regulated euro stablecoin from a licensed institution fits the direction European regulators have been steering toward. The card and spending angle, Revolut already issues debit cards tied to fiat and crypto balances. So a native euro stablecoin has an obvious place to live inside the existing product. A EURR balance could settle card payments, sit as a holding between conversions, or move between Revolut users without touching the traditional rails. None of that is confirmed detail from the launch announcement, but it is the logical direction for an issuer that also runs a card program. For crypto spenders, the appeal of a euro-denominated stable balance is avoiding dollar exposure on everyday purchases in Europe. Someone paying in euros from a USDC balance eats a conversion each time. A euro coin held and spent in euros removes that step. Cards that let you spend from a stablecoin balance have grown for exactly this reason, and a bank-issued euro token slots into the same use case. The caution worth stating plainly: ERR is a custodial, issuer-backed instrument. Its value rests on Revolut's reserves and redemption promise, the same counterparty structure that applies to any centrally issued stablecoin. That is different from holding a coin in self-custody, where no issuer can freeze or gate access. Neither model is strictly better. They carry different risks, and a bank-issued token leans on the issuer's balance sheet and regulatory standing.